This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, moving on. Today in the law of supply and demand, oil, two of the world's biggest producers, that'd be Russia and the Saudis, have confirmed they will, in fact, extend their supply cuts into early next year. That's about 3 months longer than had been expected. Capitalism being capitalism, prices jumped more than 2% by the close today. But here's the thing. We are talking about, in the grand scheme of things, a relatively itsy-bitsy supply cut. Yet, history teaches us that that's often all it takes to move prices quite a bit. From the Sustainability Desk, Marketplace's Scott Tong explains why.
If the store's running out of strawberries and the price goes up, you buy apples. If the restaurant runs out of fish, you pick chicken. If gas gets scarce, you still buy gas. You got to commute and you're stuck with it, at least in the short term, says Sheila Chinkle, visiting economist at Emory University.
If you have a gas-guzzling car, you know it's going to cost you a lot more. But if it only has 10,000 miles on it, you're not about to suddenly sell it.
Multiply this by a billion cars in the world, and a small shortage can lead global demand to outrun supply and prices spike. By one measure, a 1% cut in oil boosts prices up to 25%. That's the math of Ed Herz, oil executive and econ professor at the University of Houston.
For example, if there's a geopolitical event that takes 10% off of the world market, we could see the price jump, you know, well above $250 a barrel in the short run.
That's five times where we are now. Geeks call this inelasticity, the cost of our addiction. We're just not flexible to deal with shortages, and nor are we with oil gluts. 3 years back, OPEC kept pumping oil, as did the Americans and the Russians, and we had too much.
And that just kept accumulating and accumulating, and that's what really pushed prices down.
Jamie Webster at the Center of Global Energy Policy at Columbia says there's no good way to eat up extra gasoline.
You're not going to commute to work twice, no matter how cheap the gasoline price is.
Historically, this is a big reason oil prices are so volatile. One little misstep in the dance between supply and demand, and prices flip out. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.